Na, 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 brunch time. Brunch time.
Did you just
brunch
time. Batman us?
No, I did. I did.
I like that. That's cute.
It's the morning show, or it's the podcast that for the morning show with Johnny and Stephanie. I'm trying to remember what day it
is. Where are we?
Yeah. It is Thursday. But yeah, the Brunch Time podcast is all brought to you by our friends at the Whitcomb Senior Living Community. Live Without Limits over at the Whitcomb. You said you got something you want to throw at me.
Yes. So you're engaged,
uh-huh.
Right? Mm-hmm. How long ago did that happen?
Well, years ago. We're pretty much life partners now.
No, and I figured so. What was the process? Can I know? Like, what? How did you propose, what happened?
I threw a ring in her food. She swallowed it. 3 days later, she found it. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I hid it under her pillow, and then the engagement fairy showed up, and she said yes.
Oh, so, man. Did you actually have, like, a little, like, tooth fairy, like, pillow that you put it, like... Okay.
See, the tooth fairy, he's coming up on hard times.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking for other jobs.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't make it as an Uber driver, so he's also an engagement fairy.
There's just not, like, many options around here to be an Uber driver, so I understand why he had to do this.
So.
That's cute.
Yeah.
I like that. That's nice. So, if you guys ever do have a wedding, if you decide to go for it one day, would you ever consider having it at a McDonald's?
No.
Well,
we said if we do have one, it's going to be one of those courthouse weddings that, like, maybe, like, one person that's a witness is invited to.
Yeah.
And then we just have a party later on.
You know what? And I kind of like that idea, too, just because weddings are so expensive. I get it's a perfect, beautiful day that you want to plan for you and your significant other and to celebrate with your friends and family, but you start your life off like 20 to 30 grand in debt together.
Yeah, you just get somebody else to pay for it.
That's what you hope for.
Yeah. Put it all on your credit card.
Right.
It's a great idea. I've known people that have done that, and I'm like, wait, so you put like your entire honeymoon on your credit card? And they're like, yeah, it's like 10 grand.
Oh, my
God. That's cool. You know, good luck paying that off.
Yeah, with like interest rates and all that jazz. Ooh. Well, the Daily Mail claims that McDonald's restaurants in Hong Kong are now offering wedding packages. The four packages range in prices from $567 to a little over $1,800.
Okay.
And it includes, ooh, I like this, apple pie wedding cakes. I always love
apple
pies.
Wait, a wedding cake?
Yeah. So
that big?
I'm hoping so. It's either that or they just pieced a bunch of them together. Guest favors, balloon bouquets, and Hong Kong McDonald's are the only ones that host weddings. The most expensive wedding package features a DJ and an MC.
Okay.
So, I mean, we're part of Music Express. We should just, like, throw this out to Hong Kong and be like, hey, we can help, you know, pair with you. And as long as you guys, probably not, because they're
probably not all the way to Hong Kong. There's so many good DJs over there.
Oh, I'm sure.
They know what they're doing. I don't know K-pop.
Great, you're talking us up, all right.
I don't know K-pop all that well, so
yeah, that's true.
I don't know about you, but I don't feel comfortable with that.
Only if you, oh my gosh, sometimes in the past when I've gotten asked to DJ various events and it's with, I guess, just like more cultural music.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know if I feel comfortable with that because like my knowledge of that is not going to be as good as someone who is from that specific culture. But yeah, I just find this kind of crazy. So like with this, is there any fast food restaurant or I guess restaurant in general that you'd be like, oh, I could have a wedding celebration there or at least a luncheon or something?
You know, Olive Garden comes to mind.
Yeah.
Because,
breadsticks.
Yeah, because when you're there, you're family.
That's true.
So, you know, everybody's invited to the wedding that way.
Yeah.
I do like the idea of either McDonald's or any other drive-through thing because it would just be like a drive-through wedding.
Oh, it's like Vegas.
And everybody would just follow us and it would almost be just like a processional thing and just like, all right, everybody. Grab your wedding favors, get your pieces of cake in your bag, and then drive on home. It would be the quickest wedding ever.
You just don't want it to be confused with like a funeral procession.
Right.
You have to have all the bells and whistles on there so that way it looks exciting and not depressing.
Just cover both of them at the same time. You know?
This,
three weddings and a funeral or whatever.
Oh, I just find this so strange. And I mean, I guess it's something that maybe some people who just really can't afford to have the fancy wedding that they would use an option like this. I mean, and this reason why some people go to Vegas too.
A lot of fast food places have started to do this. I mean, Taco Bell's been doing it a lot, and I think McDonald's is just like, hey, we need to make some money on this too.
Jump on board,
So, I mean, what did you say the total cost is?
It ranges between, I mean, whatever the package is that they offer, but it ranges between $567 to a little over $1,800.
That's not bad.
It's not bad at all. I was like, I could do that right now. I mean, not that I need to get married right now, but I'm just saying, like, that's an like affordable thing.
It's like your plan Z or plan F.
Yeah, whatever that,
whatever it may be. For some people, it may be higher up on their list. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know. What about you for fast food or restaurant place that you would go to?
I think I would go for either Arby's or Panera because they offer some options for me. And well, Arby's, I mean, curly fries, come on. And then also Panera, like the amount of bread that I would have and the pastries. Ooh, I would love that.
See, I kind of think the curly fries are overrated.
You think so?
I'm a straight fry or a crinkle fry kind of person.
Are you like mostly straight fries, maybe the accidental curly?
You know, I actually prefer the accidental onion ring over the accidental curly fry.
Okay.
Yeah, the onion ring, when you get the surprise onion ring, I prefer that.
Maybe you should hit up, what's that, Clementine's?
Oh, yeah. Here.
They have that like onion ring stack.
Oh, yeah.
That's I've the stuff
that.
Right there.
I've had that. It's good. Mm-hmm. It's delicious.
Giving all these shout outs to all these restaurants around
right,
here.
Yeah. Pay us money.
Yeah, anytime you guys want to throw some onion rings, sourdough bread, or some curly fries our way.
Absolutely.
Feel free.
Yeah, I mean, it is the Brunch Time Podcast, so why not bring us food? But yeah, that's the Brunch Time Podcast. If you are going to have a fast food wedding anytime soon, you know, we're not judging you.
Take lots of pictures, actually, and send them to us.
Invite us if you want. But that's the Brunch Time Podcast. It's brought to you by our friends at the Whitcomb Senior Living Community. Live without limits at the Whitcomb.